AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The annual Easter parade along New York's Fifth Avenue was a CNBC event, with those wearing elaborate hats posing for pictures and onlookers snapping pictures and giving compliments.
Chris March makes elaborate costumes for a living, say Lady Gaga and Beyonce. So today's Easter bonnet creation is, oh, just something he whipped up.
It's this big plastic chocolate Easter bunny lawn ornament. And I just decided to make big Easter baskets with balloons for eggs. We've been getting lots of attention today. It's been really fun.
There were so many people jockeying to take his picture. March had to take a seat on the steps outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. At the Easter Parade, Julie Walker, New York.
Kenya continues to cope with the aftermath of the deadly terror attack on a college that left 148 people dead in Garissa. Resident Paul Malamba says the whole town is grieving and local Christians fear for their lives.
Whatever happened, it actually affected everybody that lives around, because, you know, these are small, you know, it affected everyone of us. And then there was a lot of tension.
California Governor Jerry Brown says his drought order is a wake-up call.
It's requiring action and changes in behavior from the Oregon border all the way to the Mexican border. It affects lawns, it affects people's how long they stay in the shower, how businesses use water.
He was on ABC's This Week defending his order of mandatory water cutbacks statewide, but it doesn't restrict farmers. California is in the fourth year of a drought. Its mountain snowpack is the lowest in 65 years of record keeping. This is AP Radio News. British police have arrested a 16-year-old girl on terrorism charges.
Police in Manchester say the girl was arrested following a raid at her Manchester home on Friday. The girl has not been named and she has been freed on bail until an end of May hearing. Police say she was arrested on suspicion of engaging in conduct in preparation for acts of terrorism as part of an ongoing investigation. The number of terrorism-related arrests in Britain has surged in recent months as an increasing number of Britons tried to travel to Syria to link up with Islamic State group there. Martha McDowick, London.
Wisconsin's win over previously undefeated Kentucky drew the highest preliminary TV ratings for a men's NCAA semifinal in 22 years. Turner Sports and CBS say the game averaged a 13.3 overnight rating and a 24 share across TBS, TNT, and True TV. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.